AccuWeather forecast calling for a mixture of sun and clouds today, breezy, high near 40. Racine Fire Department needed a little extra help this morning for a fire call about a quarter after 9 in the Uptown area. First arriving units to a multi-story building in the 1200 block of Washington Avenue confirming what appeared to be a fire on the second floor. It got the crews and equipment moving out of the other stations. Everybody reportedly got out of the building safely. Took just over 30 minutes to bring that fire under control. Traffic obviously affected, while the Union Pacific Railroad was also told to have their train engineers be aware of the fire rigs near the tracks. The request by Fisher USA to purchase less than an acre of Pierce Woods on the southwest side of Racine for a little expansion proposal, plus property tax reimbursement program help over a 10-year period for 20 additional jobs, both of those got unanimous approval from the city's Finance and Personnel Committee. The company's chief executive officer, Ryan Barth, said their plans are going to try to blend the expansion needed for future growth into an unused section of the park while also making some improvements.
We're working with the Parks Department now to look at a donation to replace 2-for-1 the trees that we're taking down. In addition to that, adding signage to the park. Currently, there is no signage at Pierce Woods Park. You don't know what the name of the park is unless you on the city website.
County Board Chairman Rusty Clark represents the area, noted a similar scenario led to creating Grandview Business Park by the interstate almost 25 years ago.
We are going to do a huge expansion to the Ives Grove Golf Course, and we were contacted by We Energies about that. This should be an expansion of a business park out there. And that business park ended up coming to light. We gave up our expansion of what we were going to do with the park, and that ended up creating hundreds and hundreds of jobs out there. And sometimes you have to take chances with a company like this.
During the discussion about the additional jobs, Council President Dennis Weiser took note of the apprenticeship program that Fisher has, providing school students an opportunity at a potential career.
I also wear another hat as a member of the Racine Unified School Board, and I'd just like to thank you for your apprentice program involving our kids. The more we can do to get these kids ready for jobs when they are ready to head out in the world, the happier we're going to be and the better our future is going to be. So thank you.
The full Common Council will have both issues on its agenda February 22nd. That'll be the last chance for public input before the final votes. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission approving preliminary site and operational plans for the construction of an advanced outpatient surgical wing at St. Catherine's Medical Center. With the approval, site grading can begin this spring. United Hospital System expected to submit the final site and operational plans later on. The project expected to be completed during 2018, a nearly 240,000 square foot addition. Sturdivant's Administration, Personnel, Policy, and Legal Committee going to be a part of an agenda tonight with the continual committee meeting structure in the village. The real school is going to be with the sports facility soon. It's owned by Racine Unified. That'll be the hot discussion topic. Specifically listed, proposed terms and conditions for the school. Also, one of the top of the list agenda items for tonight, 2017 fireworks contract, and there's the feasibility of a library back up for review with the Finance and Budgetary Committee's agenda. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee agenda for this evening's 5:30 p.m. meeting at City Hall begins with the Riverside Inn situation and Police Chief Art Howell's request to have the owner appear and provide a plan to address what is labeled as a nuisance property. That panel also has Alderman Terry McCarthy's request on the agenda to have three council actions repealed, which established what were called remonstrance districts back in 1935. They were in response to the repeal of prohibition, designed to try and keep alcohol-serving establishments out of neighborhoods. The policy in recent years has been not to grant requests by Racine organizations for waiving fees to use city facilities. The Finance and Personnel Committee staying consistent when it comes to Salmonorama. Steve Bernstein is the treasurer of Salmon Unlimited. He asked for the waiver of park fees for the 10-day event this summer.
We are a 501c3 charity. We do a lot in the community. We plan to do even more in the community. And the more funds that we have available to do that, the more we can do for the community.
Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur pointing out, though, that 99.9% of the time they do not waive fees, and that's because he says they have budgeted implications.
Everything volunteers do, and we appreciate everything that you do to enhance and improve the quality of life and different events like that for the city is good, but when you get to, we start doing it for one, then you get another, and then pretty soon it affects the budget process and our income. so to speak, and that affects everybody.
Park and Rec Director Tom Wolbeck noted that the group would be getting the nonprofit prize. Alderman Mike Shields, the only vote in favor of granting Salmon Unlimited their fee waiver request. The full council will have a final say next week. A proposal to license landlords in Kenosha as a way of improving the housing stock gets tabled for the time being by Alderman Patrick Giuliana. He announced at a town hall meeting that he wants to wait on the continuing legal battle between Oshkosh and that city's landlords over similar issues. Oshkosh mandates landlord licensing. A new state law, though, prohibits such policies. It's led to an appeal of that local mandate.
The proposal that we have, not moving forward with it because of the actions that were taken by the Republican-controlled legislature up in Madison. They passed Act 176 along with some other acts that actually preempt or actually take away the ability of municipalities as far as invoking home rule to, you know, address problems like we're facing now within the city of Kenosha.
Several dozen landlords at the meeting, including Pam Colvin, said she's glad the proposal's been shelved.
I think it puts an undue burden on good landlords. I think there's enough laws on the books right now that if there's an issue with a bad landlord, and there are slumlords, I will say fully that there are slumlords out there, that they should address that because of what's on the books already.
Giuliana claiming some renters will not turn in their landlords regarding problems out of fear of retribution, noting the system is currently complaint-driven. The Village of Mount Pleasant has a new community development director. Following a closed-door session at last night's regular meeting, the board, without comment, voted unanimously to pay Sam Schultz $62,500 a year. Schultz has been the interim director since Logan Martin left last year to take a job in the private sector. A 22-year-old Racine man is facing second-degree sexual assault of a child allegations in Washington County for repeated sexual contact with a 15-year-old girl in West Bend this past weekend. The man reportedly attracting the attention of police after his car was observed parked at the entrance to a park about 1:30 in the morning. The officer did not see anybody in the vehicle on his first drive-by. Then a short time later, he did spot a man behind the wheel. Officers stopped the car, reportedly found a girl in the back seat, buttoning her pants. The car and the driver involved in that weekend hit-and-run injury accident on the interstate near Highway 11 in Racine County, both located Monday at a residence not far away in the town of Yorkville. The damaged vehicle, according to a news release, had been hidden at the property. 20-year-old Town of Raymond resident Ryan Holterman arrested. Felony hit and run causing injury. Misdemeanor causing bodily injury by reckless driving and failing to report an accident. One of two men from Milwaukee, both injured when the contact occurred from the offending vehicle with their disabled car on the roadway. One of those men needed hospital care. Folks in the Village of Pleasant Prairie are being asked to register their home surveillance cameras with the goal of fighting crime. Police Chief Dave Smetana says the folks can voluntarily register with the police department so that officers will know who to contact when there is crime in a particular neighborhood. Says the idea got posed to village residents recently and the feedback was pretty positive.
The majority of the input we got back was very favorable. They looked at it as the way we look at it, as a way for citizens to very easily help out their law enforcement partners, and that's really what it's all about.
And he's hoping that the word of the program will get around quickly.
We're really hoping that this word spreads and that people understand that if I'm going to do something in a neighborhood in the Village of Pleasant Prairie, there's a chance I'm going to get caught on video, and when the officers start their investigation, they're going to find that out.
The program really, he says, is an extension of Neighborhood Watch, but brings the program into the next century. City of Franklin has a similar program in place. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission still looking at a request to designate College Avenue's brick street from 14th to DeCoven as an historic artifact. Or maybe just amend the existing council passed resolution, put in some new language, or create an ordinance that would protect the pavers. All of that reviewed for the panel by Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski, who says there's a lot more work that still needs to be done. Part of that includes a meeting this week with other department heads.
I've spoken with Public Works. I know their concerns. I've had some very brief discussions with Keith Haas, and his comments regarding utility restoration or reconstruction in the area. So it's just really getting all of them into a room, talking about it, getting it finalized down onto some type of language that either is included in a resolution or in a formal designation.
The commission first considered the College Avenue item back in November, and while several of the neighbors favored the historic artifact designation, DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen says it's really not needed because the council approved a resolution years ago protecting the street. Also discussed by the Landmarks panel, but again no decisions made, the possibility of historic district or landmark designation for areas within and around the Machinery Row developments. And the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal today reporting Gander Mountain's preparing to file for bankruptcy protection. The company began as a catalog-based retailer in Wilmot in Kenosha County. That site near the actual Gander Mountain, the highest point in Lake County, Illinois. Right now there are more than 100 Gander Mountain stores in over two dozen states. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.